Hey guys, Angie here to break down UFC 287, Pereira versus Adesanya 2. Just wanted to say thanks for all of the support so far. I really wasn't expecting that. And also, sorry if you can hear all the lawnmowers in the background. It's driving me absolutely crazy. But without further ado, let's jump into this card, shall we? So first up, we've got Raul Rosas Jr. versus Christian Rodriguez. So both of these guys are Contender Series alumni. They're both really young. Raul is 18. He's famous for being the youngest UFC fighter on the roster. But now he's 18. Christian Rodriguez, 25. So they both were on the Contender Series. Christian's had a bit of a bumpy road. He had a lot of fight cancellations, I'm guessing, during the pandemic time. He's lost one fight, but he's overall had pretty good wins. So he's only 8-1. He's just had a longer sort of stretch in his career of just lots of fight cancellations. Raul Rosas Jr., on the other hand, is a little bit younger. He's extremely confident, I've noticed. Well, duh. He seems to have this, like, that naive confidence you can only have as a kid when you're doing really well and you've never really faced any kind of threat to that confidence yet. But that powerful naivety of confidence can take you a very long way, and I get the feeling that that's a really good weapon for him to have in this fight. Also being undefeated, it's a powerful combination to have. Seem to have similar skill sets. They've both got submissions and KOs or stoppages. Both got similar stats, except I think Raul has a longer leg reach and Christian has a longer arm reach. But apart from that, yeah, they seem to be more or less have the same sort of skill set and stats. So I'm kind of leaning towards Raul just because of his extreme confidence and the way he looks so at ease and he's having fun out there. I just think, yeah, that gives him the edge. So that's who I've got in this fight. Wow, this fight already? Kevin Holland versus Santiago Ponzinibbio. Kevin Holland is a clear favorite in this one. Ponzinibbio is +235. Both of these guys are actually veterans. People don't notice with Kevin, I think, a little bit because he's 30, but he's had a lot of fights. He's had about 30-odd fights. Santiago's had, like, maybe nearly 40. So they're not, you know, they're not young in their career whatsoever. Kevin Holland has the reach and height advantage. Kevin Holland obviously just went down to welterweight recently. If we look at their last opponents, Kevin Holland's coming off a loss to Stephen Thompson, Wonderboy. I think Kevin could have beaten Wonderboy if he'd given himself more of a chance. I kind of agree with what Teddy Atlas has to say about Kevin, that he's kind of doing a little bit of self-sabotage in the way that if he knows that he didn't do his best, then it doesn't matter that he lost because he was playing around or whatever. But Kevin seems happy and comfortable to play the Joker rather than risk 100% effort to get the outcome that he would probably rather. That's kind of the opposite mindset to, say, Jamal Hill, the current light heavyweight champion, where he's like, I just want to know how far I can go. It's almost like Kevin just doesn't want to know. Look, I can relate to that. I think a lot of us can, to self-sabotage, but, you know, he makes it seem like it's not. He's very clever. He's a clever guy. So Khamzat Chimaev, he got submitted. Obviously, that was a really shit fight. Probably should have never taken it, but he's a company man, and he'll take any fight. So that was a bit of a shame, too, because that was just a shit card. I thought Kevin did well in that fight, though. I thought he fought off the threat of Khamzat really well, and if he had just had been bigger, he may have, survived maybe longer and actually waited for Khamzat to gas out, and then that was just an unfair fight. And then he submitted Tim Means before that, so you know, he doesn't have doesn't have the worst resume. It's just those losses, like, probably didn't have to happen, either if he took a smarter fight or if he had maybe even tried against Stephen a little bit more. I think by the time Kevin Holland tried to win that fight, it was too late because Wonderboy had bung him up so much. What's this? He may be affected by the Wonderboy loss, just because I don't think I've ever seen Kevin get beat up like that before, and he did get hurt. And I think he has potential to be greater than what he is, or at least deliver better performances all around. Now, Santiago Ponzinibbio, he's 36, so he's not exactly young. He's had an interesting run. So he, the last fight with Alex Moreno, he was losing that badly. If I recall, he was getting beat up, and it looked like it was trending towards a KO for Alex, and then he just turned it around. Maybe it was the corner work that helped him, and he just got the win against Alex Moreno. That was like a real big comeback victory. And then the last two fights have been split decision losses to Michelle Pereira and Jeff Neal. So, you know, not a bad resume, but not, you know, I guess he could have lost all of those fights. So, yeah, I tend to lean towards Kevin Holland in this fight. I think that's why I spoke more about Kevin, because there is more to speak about with Kevin. But, excuse me, I think it's really what his mindset is right now. Like, does he feel annoyed that he got beat by Wonderboy? Does he feel like this is maybe not such a big fight, so he can win it? I think he will win it. He's very dangerous. He's very deadly. He's got so many skills. If he shows up, he's really hard to beat for anyone, I think. Even though he says, oh, I don't have wrestling and that, he's still got, like, all the submissions, so... Yeah, I've got Kevin Holland in this one, possibly by TKO or sub. Alright, we got through it. The lawnmower's pissed off. Yay. Rob Font at +155 and Adrian Yanez at -180. I was kind of surprised to see this fight after Kevin Holland. I would have reversed them, but I guess these guys are maybe higher ranked in the featherweight division. Oh, bantamweight, duh. So this is kind of like a passing of the guard fight. We have Rob Font at 35, and we have Adrian Yanez on the up and coming at 29. Rob Font's a really great boxer, if I remember correctly. He hasn't had the best resume of fights. He fought last year and he missed weight at bantamweight limit, so at his age that's really alarming, because if you struggle to make weight at bantamweight and you're like 35, you should probably be fighting up or quitting, like, just because clearly it's a big weight cut for him, and at that age you just don't want to be sacrificing that. It's going to be very detrimental, and it shows on his record. He lost a decision to Marlon Vera, where he missed weight. He lost a decision to Jose Aldo. I mean, they're not bad losses, really. The Marlon Vera one doesn't really age as well now that he got beat up by Corey. Although Rob Font was winning that fight against Vera as well, so... His last win was a decision against Cody Garbrandt. But he didn't finish him either, and a lot of people, like, I mean, most people would finish him because his chin's so bad. So maybe Rob Font's maybe not too much, maybe he's missing a few skills, being an MMA artist. I just think there's too many, like, red flags on his stats to really favour him. I'm not saying he can't win, though, because maybe he's taken this year to really just refresh. And maybe he really wants a win, and sometimes being so hungry for the win after a two-fight loss can be enough. Yeah, I don't mean to be mean to him, but I've never really been impressed with his style. I think I get unimpressed when people don't seem to want to even out their skill set, expand and become a mixed martial artist. But, I mean, I don't really know too much about him, to be honest, other than that. So I'm hoping he does well. But yeah, it's tough being 35-year-old bantamweight that can't really make weight. Both of these guys have similar stats. Adrian Yanez, 29. He's 16-3. he has a really good, he's got a 9-fight win streak. He has many KOs, but they've been lesser competition. He got a TKO against Tony Keeley, decision Davy Grant, TKO Randy Costa. I know Davy Grant, no Randy, but yeah, so he's on a 9-fight win streak. That's hard to break a momentum like that. I don't think Rob's probably got skills to do it, but he could prove me wrong. I hope he does, because it'll be. I like seeing guys get a win after going on such a skid. But I've got Adrian Yanez here, maybe by decision. Wow. Well, I can't believe this fight is happening already. So we've got Gilbert Burns versus Jorge Masvidal. Gilbert Burns only fought last January, like late January, so he's having a quick turnaround. I didn't realise it, but both of these guys are getting on in age. Gilbert Burns is obviously closer to his prime, and Masvidal's 38. So he's, I keep saying he's over his hill and that, which, you know, I hope he proves me wrong. Masvidal's had 50-plus pro fights. Now, that is absolutely massive for a mixed martial artist. Any fighter I know that's had that many fights definitely has some sort of durability, some special sort of... They're special. Like, you don't see many people get up to that many fights in MMA. It's pretty much unheard of unless you have a fight style that can, I don't know, sustain. But I think it's taken its toll on Masvidal now a little bit. Gilbert Burns, he's a high-degree black belt. He has more ways to win this fight because he can strike and he can do the ground thing as well. Like, he can submit you. He's the best, probably the best jiu-jitsu guy in the welterweight division, in the top ranks anyway. So there's stats. So Gilbert's had quite a few fights too, but not nearly as many as Masvidal. He's only had 5 losses. Gilbert has been looking really good of late. Like, he seems to be getting more tools together. He's been taking on the big guys like Khamzat, which I thought he won that fight, by the way, originally when I watched it, but now I've kind of, yeah, could have gone either way. So Gilbert's looked really, really good. I think he's grown a lot from those experiences. I think if he doesn't leave it too late, I do think he has a fair chance of getting the belt, but with the way that the welterweight division is right now, it'll be tough for him to get another shot anytime soon if he beats Masvidal, especially because there's people like Belal and Colby Belal and heard of him, and who knows who else. So Gilbert last fought Neil Magny. He submitted him in the first round, which was probably a lot of people would have guessed that. Then he lost that decision to Khamzat Chimaev before that, which was a very close fight. It could have gone either way. And then he won a decision against Stephen Thompson, which was a very one-sided fight. So Gilbert's been on a tear. He's learning to fight smarter. Both these guys are former lightweights, so they've gone up to welterweights. So they're smaller guys. So I wonder if that'll help them in a way that they would be a little bit... They won't be fighting an oversized opponent. So this is very interesting, actually. Oh, my God. Masvidal. He's over his prime, but he is a wild card. So I've seen him have really interesting wins, like that knee against Ben Askren and the way that he knocked out Darren Till. Those fights were a little while ago now, but the way that... I don't know, they were just special. Even though that those wins haven't probably aged well because Darren Till's gone... Ben Askren's gone. There were still wins that someone... They were special wins that only someone special could pull off. How do I explain it? He's a wild card, so people underestimate him because he's always been that journeyman and he had that extra sort of enlightenment and he could push. I think Masvidal has a fair chance of winning if he can keep it standing, because I think his striking's a little ahead of Gilbert. But I remember in the last fight against Colby, there were moments where he got a good shot, but he didn't capitalize on it. I wonder if it was because he was too gassed, or whether he was a little gun-shy after getting knocked out by Kamaru Usman before. Masvidal does have the reach advantage, and he's actually on a 3-5 losing streak, or is it more? Excuse me. So his losses are to Colby Covington, the recent fight that ended up being really shit outside the octagon, obviously. He got KO'd by Kamaru Usman, and then he lost a decision to Kamaru Usman. I think the back-to-back fights against Kamaru Usman did not do him any favours. He's had nothing but tough fights. So that's something to take into consideration here if you do want to place, you know, a little money on Masvidal as a dog. You know, these opponents that he's fought, Colby, Kamaru, they're the best in the world. He lost to them, and then he's beaten other guys. So it's a fun bet. It's a fun bet to make if it's a fun bet, you know what I mean? And then before that, his last three wins have all been finishes. But like I said, they didn't age well. One thing I don't like about Masvidal is saying, oh, I need to keep working on the wrestling and blah, blah, blah. But I think at this stage, he's kind of just got to use his experience as his advantage. And he has all the skills he needs. And he's just going to have to deal with being the kind of fighter he is to do his best job. And I think, you know, the mind games is his best chance. Gilbert's grown a lot, so I don't know if he can have a little bit of mind games with him, but I think that would be the way to win. I think that's his power. Part of his power is intimidating his opponents, and if he finds a way to sort of lull Gilbert Burns into some sort of dogfight like he wanted to, like how Gilbert did to Hamza, then that could very well be his way to win. I'm not sure like how strong Gilbert's wrestling is, so if Masvidal is able to keep it standing, that's definitely his best shot. I do think that he's got a fair chance in it, but it's just that he didn't look so great in his last fight. You kind of wonder whether he's just had his day, but I still believe there's a chance he can win. But I've definitely I don't know about this fight. I give the edge to Burns, but I don't think the odds should be as wide as what they are. I think maybe +200 for Masvidal, maybe like -250 for Gilbert Burns or something. But this is going to be a fun fight to watch. All right, this is the main event. Wow, already. Wow, so in my mind, it feels like Izzy is still the champion. I have a special place in my heart for Izzy just because when I first started watching MMA, I was driving to work one day and I saw this billboard poster saying UFC Whittaker versus Adesanya, and I'm like, wow, and it's like going to be here in Melbourne. I'm like, oh my god. And I got so excited, and I didn't really know who they were back then, but because it was UFC, I'm like, oh my god, I've got to go to this. And so I watched, I went there, and it was just so amazing. It was so, going to a UFC event was so classy, and Bruce Buffer made it feel so classy, like you're in a Bond film or something. And it was just so, the production was just so classy. Like, I felt like I was at a concert or something, but it was cooler than that because people were fighting. And I saw Izzy become champion, and I was rooting for him, and it was just amazing. So I always thought Izzy was something really unique. Obviously, he is unique. And when you see someone, I think when you go to a live event, it kind of leaves more of an impression on you. And yeah, I just think he's a real champion. He's really humble. He's got a lot of vulnerabilities, which is really likable. Like, he talks about his struggles. He's not hiding from who he is or anything. So yeah, in a way I kind of feel like he's still champion, maybe because he's always been champion since I've been a fan. But yeah, and I respect him for taking this fight again so soon. He's a champion. Alright, so the last fight, so obviously they fought twice in kickboxing and Pereira got the better of them both. I just want to note, so Alex was the last opponent Izzy faced in kickboxing when he got KO'd. By this time, Izzy was already 9-0 in MMA. So the last time they fought in kickboxing when Izzy got KO'd, Izzy was already transitioning into MMA, and that could have affected why he got KO'd, because he wasn't used to that sport anymore. Anyway, the last fight, the first fight in MMA, Izzy seemed to have more success whenever he was controlling the octagon and pushing Pereira back. He mixed in a few takedowns that ended up doing really well. It took a while. I think he had more success getting the takedowns once Pereira was gassed out. Izzy almost had Pereira finished in round one, but Pereira was saved by the bell. I think his chin didn't hold up so much because the weight cut's really bad, really epic for him. Pereira's leg kicks added up. Pereira did start throwing those leg kicks earlier on, and that was a really good strategy. And then the peroneal nerve got hit in the last round, which won the fight. Izzy stood in front of Alex too much, I think he did, and could have overwhelmed him more with more strikes and less of a chess match like kickboxing, but could have mixed it up even more. I think Izzy should make even more of a MMA fight. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's what I took from the last fight. Pereira seemed to be very affected by the weight cut. He gassed out in the middle rounds, and he only came back in the last round. Maybe that was a strategy of his. Okay, great. I just lost the main event, so I'm back to redo the last bit of the main event. It was corrupt. It was corrupted, but whatever. We are back. Pereira, he won by hitting the peroneal nerve in round number 5. I feel like it was probably an early stoppage, and I would have liked to see them not stop it so soon because Izzy wasn't actually rocked. He was just, his legs went out. They gave out. And it was a bit weird that they stopped it so early, seeing that it was a championship fight. But then again, if the fight had, you know, played on, Izzy could have probably been in pretty big danger anyway. So, you know, all in all, Pereira won it fair and square. So that's the last fight. Okay, let's look at these guys' stats. So Alex Pereira is +115. Izzy is -135. I think that's probably about accurate because Izzy was winning that last fight. And he was training to win. And the peroneal nerve was a bit of a, like, not a fluke, but it's rare to get. So Pereira is 35, turning 36. Izzy, 34, turning 35. Pereira is a little bit old to be taking the weight cut that he's taking. I really feel like it affects him, and I don't think that he's a true middleweight in MMA. I think he's a light heavyweight. Like, he must be having some deadly weight cuts. And to see him take these weight cuts this late in his, late in his fighting career is probably not such a great idea. But then again, if he hadn't have taken middleweight, he would have never got the belt this quickly. So he has a lot to thank Izzy for, in a way, and vice versa. So I think that, the weight cut really affected the last fight particularly. I can't see how it'll go any better for him this fight. He's already been cutting weight 2 weeks out, which to me is just insane. But if you can make it work, then, you know, make it work, then, you know, that's a good thing. So an interesting fact about Pereira is that he lost his first MMA fight by sub, and that's the only loss he's had. So he's been doing fairly well, considering that he hasn't run into any other problems. His last fight's TKO over Izzy, TKO over Sean Strickland, who fought a really dumb game plan, but he did what he wanted to do. Decision over Bruno Silva. So he's been doing all right. He's been tested a little bit with some ground guys, but more recently he's had pretty good matchups. They are both 6'4", but I have Pereira probably being 6'5", because he looks a little bit taller than Izzy, and he's a much bigger guy too. The reach is very equal, pretty much equal. Izzy has a slight edge in the reach, but it's not really much. So Izzy's last fight was TKO Alex Pereira. Unanimous decision over Jared Cannonier, Robert Whittaker, Marvin Vettori. And I think the opponent before that was Costa. That was the last opponent that he finished, I think. And did I mention that Alex was the last opponent Izzy faced in kickboxing when he got KO'd? I think I did. By this time, Izzy was already 9-0 in MMA, so I really think that did impact maybe why he got knocked out by Pereira back then the way he did. Because he was more getting more attuned to fighting MMA and not kickboxing. So looking at Izzy's last fights, he's been winning them on points, and that works against most fighters because he's so technically sound and he's got that reach advantage. But against Pereira, that's probably not the best tactic. Like, he was going to win the last fight and it was working until it wasn't working. But Pereira is so strong, and he recovers well from fatigue and from getting hit. I feel like it'll be a wise decision and a wise game plan to try and get him out of there as soon as possible. Izzy did almost knock him out in round one, the last fight. So if he can mix it up a bit more and try and just not fight technically but fight more instinctively, maybe that could be a good approach, or maybe not, because Pereira is so dangerous with the countering. I just feel like it'll be fun to see Izzy mix it up even more as an MMA fight, and mix in the grappling more. And he's much quicker than Pereira. He's much, much quicker. I'll stand in front of him. On the Pereira side, I really feel like it comes down to the weight cut. I feel like it's such a massive weight cut that if the weight cut goes well, then that wins or loses the fight for him. But if it goes bad and Izzy's able to capitalize on that and get him out early before he can get going into his rhythm, I can totally see that happening. So all in all, I favor Izzy to win this fight, but I wouldn't be surprised to see it go either way. But if I had to make a pick, I would pick Izzy by finish in an earlier round, round two or three. And I know that's crazy to predict, but I feel like he's not mentally affected by the last fight because he didn't get knocked out. He knows that. He knows he didn't really get hurt. Like, he took a few punches, but he could deal with it. And that must be a massive confidence gain for Izzy. Pereira is no slouch, though. Even though he has, like, that big weight cut, he is relentless. He's got to get caught off guard, though, by Izzy quicker, sooner in the fight, I think. And that will be the way Izzy can just get ahead of him. Because he did look a bit slow, Pereira, that is. I think that's about it. Thanks again for watching, and I'll see you around the traps. Bye-bye.